Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
I want you to turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 12. We're going to read from verse 1 together. Are you good enjoyers? Are you good enjoyers out there, wherever you're watching today? Praise God. All right, here we go. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform. Enjoyers, where are the enjoyers in the house today? All right, I'm talking to you guys. Here we go. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. Everyone say transformed. Transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. In the midst of a world that's being ravaged by a pandemic, how many of you know that's the reality of the space that we live in today? And it's like, I know Australia, we have taken leaps and bounds forward, but the world is still being gripped by this thing called the pandemic. It's easy to step away from truth and embrace a survival mentality. And step away from truth and embrace survival. I loved what Pastor Luke was talking about this morning. He was talking about truth bombs. How many of you know that Jesus loves to drop truth bombs? How many of you know when we come to the house of the Lord, we want truth bombs? We don't want people's opinions. We don't want people's ideas. We want to know the Word of God, because it's the Word of God. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall... All right, thank you for the 14 of you. Praise God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. How many of you want to be free today? All right, what do we need to do? We need to lean into truth. All right. For doesn't Romans 8:37 tell us, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's what scripture says. How many of you know we are not called to live a survival mentality? We are not called to just survive. God doesn't want you to be a survivor. No. That show is overrated. Don't watch Survivor anymore. No, step away from Survivor and start watching Conqueror, because in all these things, through Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors. We're not survivors. No. Doesn't Jesus say in John 11, verse 40, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? You would see the glory of God. Is that what the scripture says? How many of you are still believing for things in your life? Where are the enjoyers today? I know it's cold. All right, so for those of you who are not in this auditorium, we don't have power, but we got the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen? You got the fire of the Holy Ghost. Take your hands out and get ready, because we're in church. All right. So how many of you are? How many of you know that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? We are called to see the glory of God. God wants to pour out his glory. Aren't we told in scripture that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life? I don't know about you. I'm like, come on, goodness and mercy, let's go for a walk. Where are we going to walk today? We're walking to work. We're walking to church. We're walking to Cambodia. Goodness and mercy shall follow us wherever we go all the days of our life. Doesn't it say that we are the head and not the tail, above and not below? But you know as well as I do, isn't it true that across the church today, there are many that have stepped away from truth and embraced a survival mentality? Survival. No longer is the presenting of our bodies before Christ as a living and holy sacrifice foremost in our thinking. Foremost. I know it's there somewhere, maybe back up the path a little, but no longer is presenting our bodies before Christ as a living and holy sacrifice foremost in our thinking. That which is truth has become a suggestion. That which was a command has become an idea. And that which was our rock solid foundation has turned into a sandpit that we play in at best. All right. Now, if there's anything that we know, you and I both know this. It's those who build their lives upon sands, ideologies, and suggestions of this world that will have their lives in the fullness of time crash around them. You know what I've discovered over the years? The Word of God is true. I've been talking, how many of you, I know I've spoken to many of you recently and talked about the fact that in my 20s, because I got saved in my 20s and I'd look at scripture and sometimes life didn't add up. I'd read scripture, look at people and it's like, this doesn't add up. I can promise you three and a half decades later, now we see the fullness of time. I can promise you it is true. The word of God is true. If you'll build your life upon rock, how many of you know you're going to stand? But if you build your life upon ideologies and philosophies and the thinking of this world, it's not going to work out. But if we will embrace truth, the commands and the rock of God's word, then we will endure the storms and the pandemics as they come our way. How many of you know storms will come your way? Pandemics will come your way. But when you build your life upon the rock of Jesus Christ, the word of Jesus Christ, how many of you know you're going to stand the test of time? Romans 12 from verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. This is what worship really is. And it says here, this is Paul writing to the Romans, and he's saying here, do not conform. Can I encourage you, brothers and sisters? Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, His pleasing, and His perfect will. Now, a life that's lived by the pattern of this world can be easily identified, because the reality is it will have the fingerprints of fear and self all over them. That's what a life being lived by the pattern of this world. If you're going to build according to the pattern of this world, fear is going to be upon you. Self, that spirit of self and selfishness, it is going to be upon you. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear, and He calls us to die to self. You know what I'm saying? God has not given you a spirit of fear. So in all of your decision making, can I encourage you, if it's because of fear that you won't take a step, then you need to sort something out with God, because God did not give you a spirit of fear. If it's because of self-preservation that you won't step out and walk on the water, can I encourage you today? You need to get something sorted out with God, because selfishness and self-preservation isn't the way we're meant to live, and neither are we called to live by fear. We need to command these spirits, because there's a spirit reality to all of this. We need to command these spirits to get behind us, that we might be released to live a life of faith and love in Christ Jesus. Faith and love. How many of you know? Faith and love. When you're living out of faith and love, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be free. You're going to have peace. You're going to have joy. Faith and love will lead you on to greener pastures. I promise you, God wants to lead you into spaces where there is joy without sorrow. Joy without sorrow. So even while I'm speaking today, fear and self are pushing back. I promise you. And once I start going here and start talking about, okay, break out of the box, begin to live by faith, begin to live by love. Don't allow self and don't allow fear to hold you back. I promise you, even amongst us today, even amongst our locations today, there'd be brothers and sisters, and there's a battle beginning to fight on the inside right now. And I've got to tell you, I like that. I like that. I don't want you to come to church and feel comfortable. I want there to be a Holy Ghost stirring on the inside, where God begins to speak to you, and then you've got these other you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about today. There's a fight begins to happen. Fear and self are beginning to push back, trying to get you to disconnect mentally from what is being said, from what God is saying. But at the same time, how many of you know faith and love are calling us on? Come on, enjoyers. Are there any enjoyers in the house? Faith and love are calling us on, cheering you on to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, in the knowledge that it is through this transformation and only through this transformation that you'll be able to live out God's good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life. How many of you want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant? I don't know, but I want to hear that. Getting into heaven doesn't guarantee you're going to hear that. And I'll be like, good to see you, Shane. Off you go. All right, you know, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. To hear, well done, good and faithful servant, I need to be fruitful with that which God has given me, amen. Not just faithful, but I need to be fruitful with that which God has given me. And I need to walk in His good, pleasing, and perfect will. All of it. So In a time when the world is full of fear and attitudes of self-preservation, I say, let the weak say, I am strong. No. Don't look at me like that now. I say, let the weak say, I am strong. Can I hear it in Bendigo today? I say, let the weak say, I am strong. I can hear you, Bendigo. What about Adelaide? Can I hear you say it today? Let the weak say, I am strong. They didn't say it, but that's okay. We'll go with that anyway. You're cheering over there. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the cold say, I am warm. Amen. Turn the heater up. Well, we did, but it's no power. All right, moving right along. It's like, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Amen. That's what I say. Let the poor say, I am rich. I'm not gonna live how I've been living. I'm going to embrace a mindset that comes from God. And I know it's not altogether there. It's not altogether. No. But by faith and love in Jesus' name, I'm not going to live a life of fear and self-preservation, but I'm going to begin to rise up in faith because God's got a purpose for me. God's got a purpose for my marriage. God's got a purpose for my family. And I'm going to step into it and lay hold of it in Jesus' name. Amen. I know that in these things, I'm going to begin to say it to myself. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, praise God. I'm going to see the glory of the Lord. Anybody else today? It's like, you've got a conviction. I know many of you have got a conviction. I know many of you have traveled a long way to be in church today. I know you've come from places and spaces and it's minus 30 degrees outside. Well, that's an exaggeration, I know. But it's cold out there and it's cold in here. But you're like, I'm going to go through the cold because there is a word on the other side that's going to change my life. Change my life. I say we will see the glory of the Lord. We will see goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. I'm going to say I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not below. And I'm committed to living a life. Of transformation that occurs through the renewing of my mind in the Word of God. I'm committed because I'm a believer. How many believers do we have here today? How many believers? All right. How many believers do we have in our locations? All right, all over the place. All right. So we are believers. What do you believe? What do you really believe? You know, now, don't go looking at the person beside you, but you know what? You can tell what I believe because of the way I live my life. Now, so don't think about other people. Just think about yourself. Think about yourself. I can tell what I believe by the way I live my life. You can tell what I believe because of the way I live my life. I am committed because I am a believer who desires to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm committed to embracing a life which will lead to me seeing His good, pleasing, and perfect will outworked in and through my life. Now, John 3:16. How many of you know John 3:16? If you don't know John 3:16, John is in the Bible, chapter 3, verse 16. The whole world knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave that whoever would not but have eternal life. Praise God. We all know it. The whole world knows it. Blah, 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 blah. They say it, but they don't understand it. They speak it, but they never hear it. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only. How many of you know? What an amazing verse. If you've got a revelation, then you're a believer. But if you're a believer, it's got to cause you to live differently. And this is what it says here in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He said to them, go into all the world, and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. John 3:16 is the key to our salvation. Mark 16, verse 15 is the key to the salvation of the world. Go into all the world and preach. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. This verse is also the key, just giving you a help today, a hand today. It's also the key to people finding God's good, pleasing, and perfect will for their lives. for their lives. Now, straight away, as soon as I go here, those spirits of fear and self are beginning to scream again. Because all of a sudden, this is getting a bit warm in here. And it's like you're getting a little bit too close now. It's like, and so we have this battle going on the inside because we want Jesus, but we don't necessarily want obedience. We want Jesus, but we don't necessarily want to be commanded to do anything. We like suggestions. But how many of you know suggestions aren't in the Bible? There's only commands in the Bible. And there's love in the Bible. There's faith in the Bible. There's goodness in the Bible. There's mercy. But there's also commands which link it all together. God has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life, but it's connected to the command to go into all the world. But as I said, straight away, within us, all of us, there's this battle going on because we really want to go, but we're a little bit fearful. We really want to go, but we understand there's going to be a price and a cost to pay if we are to go into all the world. So we end up in this place of fight. Friends, I don't come, you know as well as I do, I don't come in my own authority bringing this word to you today. I'm not speaking my own words to you today. All I'm really doing is bringing the word of God to you. You know it's the word of God. It is the word of God, and it speaks for itself. I come in Jesus' name, and as you can read for yourself, I'm only speaking the words of Christ. So I say, let the spirits of fear and self be silent within us, and let the voice of him who would lead us into God's good, pleasing, and perfect will be heard louder than ever before. I want to hear Jesus. I want to hear God speak to me. It's like there's so many people and so many voices out there that have no problem speaking into your life, but I want to hear the word of God. Jesus, how do you want me to live? What plan, what purpose do you have for my life? What purpose, what plan? So let's go into all the world. And let's preach the good news to all creation everywhere, that those who believe might be saved. Once again, we've got this fear and self. It's like, what is happening in here? Beginning to scream, and it's, let me make it really easy for you. Easy, I'm going to make it easy for you. If you can embrace what I'm about to say right now, you can play a part, you can play your part in fulfilling the Great Commission, and at the same time, step into and begin to step out the good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life. Now, you say, we can all do this? We can all do this. Sometimes I think the church feels like this is for pastors. This is for leaders. No, this is for believers. This is for disciples of Christ, those who believe in him. I'm going to make it really easy. Because sometimes I think we overcomplicate it, and the enemy, fear and self, will overcomplicate it, so we step back away from that which God is calling us into. All right, we're going to make it really, really simple. Here we go, 2 points. How many of you know it's a 2-point sermon? You're like, could you not think of a third point? No, I can think of a third point, but 2 points will cover it today. Here we go, point number one, be a bringer. Be a bringer. All right. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Some of you are like, I'd like to, but okay, I get it. Just be a bringer. Just bring people to Jesus. Just bring people to Jesus. Think about this, Mark chapter 2, from verse 3. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by 4 of them. So there's some, but the carrying is done by 4. So is there some like 10? Is there some 20, 30? I'm not too sure. But some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by 4 of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, how many of you know there's a bit of work going on here? Digging through it, they lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." All right, I understand that many of you may not have the confidence to go into your workplace, to go down to Flinders Street Station, to go down to Kmart or whatever the case may be, to go to your family. You may not have the confidence to get up and declare the word of God. You might be thinking, I get that. But how many of you know you can bring people to Jesus? you can bring people to Jesus. Anyone that's been out recently with me in a cafe knows that anyone that comes to serve me, they're going to get an invitation to church. You say, but they've got to listen to you. Why would you do that? They can't walk away. That's my point. They can't walk away. They come and they say, "What would you like? I'd like you to come to church." You know what I'm saying? It's like. But what will people think? I'm not concerned about what people think. I want to see people saved. I'm not concerned about what people think. I want to see people enter the kingdom of God. And you might be like, "But you're inviting them to church, just like these people when they carried this man, who was paralytic. He was sick." He might have had a sick mind. He might have had a sick heart. He might have had sick bones. He might have had sick legs. I'm not too sure why he was sick. He was sick. He was a paralytic. All right. He can't get there by himself. He's not going to get up Sunday morning and come to church. But someone brought him. Be a bringer. Extend an invitation to your family. Extend an invitation to your friends. Like I said, fear and self now, self-preservation, don't do that. They'll think you're one of those Jesus freaks. They already know you're a Jesus freak. So don't worry about what they think. Why are you so concerned about what people think as if it actually matters at all? Oh, but you know, it'll hurt my self-esteem if I know that they don't think well of me. Don't worry about it. I'm a sanguine. I want everyone to think well of me. But I've discovered along the way, some people will never think well of me. So if they're not going to think well of me, I'm just going for it. I'm going to invite them to church. You never know who is going to say yes. Yes. Ask them this. Can I pray for you? Is there anything I can pray for you for? I have never been knocked back with that question. Not once. Because everyone would love someone to just care for them a little bit. And you may not have all the answers for everything in life, but you can just ask the question, is there an area in your life I could pray for you for? You know I'm a believer. What can I pray for you for? I've never had one person say, no! No, because most people are on a journey in life and they're trying to work it out. When you come along and you're not judging, you're loving, and you just step out in faith and say, hey, is there an area I can... Most people are going to say... They might not get it. Okay, you can pray for this. Be a bringer. Bring people to Jesus. Bring people to Jesus. I want to encourage you. If you've got a friendship group, why don't you, every time you gather together, who can we pray for? Who can we pray for? Let's bring people before Jesus. And it's like we bring them before Jesus in the spirit, and then maybe a couple of you can go pick them up on Sunday and bring them to church. Just bring them before Jesus. That's all these guys did. They didn't know what to do, but they knew to bring people before Jesus. Just be a bringer. Everyone said bringer. Just be a bringer. Guys and girls out there, wherever you are today, wherever you are, men and women of God, just bring people to Jesus. And everybody said? Amen. Amen. So whether it be in friendship group, whether it be in ERA, whether it be in Empire, whether it be in Kid Mania, whether it be in Covenant Keepers or Bloom or whatever the case may be, we've got about 80 spots left. For next week for a door. About 80 spots. Girls, can I encourage you? Who can you bring? Who can you bring? It's like, really? Yeah, bring someone. Bring someone. Register someone. Bring them along. Let's have a great time. Let's see them come into the kingdom of God. And everybody said, amen. So point number one is simply be a bringer. Point number two is do something. Do something. How many of you know in all of our locations is that there's a wall that will say do something? It doesn't say do nothing. It says do something. How many of you know there is a good, pleasing, and perfect will for you? How many of you know God has got a plan and a purpose for your life? We are all called to do something. I don't have many pieces on my body that are not required. The reason the body is a body and the body is whole, because all the pieces do something. You were called to do something. Something. You're not called to do everything. As in, some people think they're called to do everything. You know what I love about being a part of Enjoy Church? I play a part. A part. I'm not called to play all the parts. Just a part. I get to do my part. You get to do your part. But I want to encourage you, do something. Something. What does the scripture say? I'm glad you asked. This is what it says. Philippians chapter 2, reading from verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being... in very nature, God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, taking the very nature of a servant. That's who we're meant to be in Christ Jesus. We're called to be servants. We start within the body, because how many of you know, if you can't serve within, you can't serve without. If you're not a part of, you can't together bring. So I begin to serve. Where do I begin to serve? I can begin to serve anywhere. Some people are like, well, that's not my calling. Can I encourage you, friends, if you're not in the fullness of what you're believing for in the moment, just start where you can start. As in, where did I start? Most of you know my story. I started setting up chairs, just setting up chairs. I gave my best in setting up the chairs and then went from one thing to another thing to another thing. The point isn't to be going to other things and to being promoted. That's not the point. The point is just to be a servant. We are servants one to another. We are called in the Scripture to serve one another in Christ Jesus. This is where it begins. We serve one another. Let me ask you this. Most Christians, as Christians, we're all servants of the Most High God. How many of you would agree with that? All right. Can I ask you this, though? How many of us are actually committed to serving? How many of us are committed to serving? I'm not talking philosophy, ideology, theology. I know you agree that we're called to serve, but how many of you are committed in all of our locations today? How many of you are committed to serving? All right, let me ask you this question then. It's gone quiet. Praise God. I'll ask you another question. How many of you want to walk in the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God? How many of you are committed to serving? Let me ask you another question. How many of you are on a roster? All right. Now, I'm asking the question. Some of you are like, I get that. That's okay. We're all on a journey. But if you're not, start today. Start today. Because if you're on a roster, it means you're part of a team. And if you're on a team, you're fulfilling the Great Commission. Coming to church is awesome. Maturing as a Christian requires that I become part of the church, not just come to church. Many people come to church all over the world, but they're not actually the church. Because the church is obedient and the church believes the Word of God, and the church in time, I'm not talking about day one, because I understand you get saved today, we go to work tomorrow. That's what the Apostle Paul did. Think about the Apostle Paul. As in, there he is, gets blinded. And then he gets 3 days later, scales come off. Then he's on the streets preaching the gospel like that. It's like, well, what gives him that right to do that? He's a believer. If we're believers, we've got the right to step up and do something. Am I on a team? Am I on a roster? Getting a bit too personal. Praise God. I like this. Amen. Praise God. Understand this, church. My desire isn't to build a great church in itself. Big church, large church. That's not the desire. The desire is to be able to bring you before heaven. And when you enter the kingdom of God in the totality of life, my desire is to hear all of you here, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm here to cheer you on to walk in obedience, that you might play your part in the kingdom of God. You might align yourself with heaven and align yourself with His word. That there might be a transformation occur on the inside that comes to the outside. So when all the world looks at you, all your family looks at you, and I don't get them exactly, I don't understand them exactly, but something has changed. Something has changed. I believe God is calling Enjoy Church into the greatest days of our life. Greatest days of our life. I've had an amazing week. I wish I could just stand up here and just brag for just a little while. Some of you know of all the good things that are happening in our world. I don't have time to do that. But what I have time to do is ask you today, who would desire to walk in the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God? Who would desire to live in this place of transformation where we not only see transformation occurring in our life but in the lives of those around us? If that is you today, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for two specific areas, and I want to call you to rise to the challenge, to be a bringer. Now, I understand that you can't bring people who don't want to come. That's called kidnapping. All right. We want to go more into the prisons. There's no doubt about that, but that's not the way. We don't want to be kidnapping people. But we want to be bringing people. All you can do is extend the invitation. When you extend the invitation, can I encourage you to ask, would you like me to pick you up? Because you know as well as I do, there'll be a war on Sunday morning so that person doesn't come before Jesus. As in, we all know those stories. We've all seen it. We've all seen the reality of it. So extend the invitation. Ask if you can bring them. If they say, no, we can get there, well, let's just pray. Let's just give them a reminder call on Saturday afternoon. Hey, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Why don't we go out for lunch afterwards? Praise God. I want to encourage you, be a bringer. I want to encourage you to become part of a team and get yourself onto a roster somewhere, somehow. Become part of a team. Because that's what it means to be committed. 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 I thank God that, you know, Jesus was committed to the cross. Committed. When he was in that garden and he's like, Father, if there's another way, please take this from me. But the Lord's like, Father, it's like, sorry, son. I don't even know that he said that. I don't think he said anything. In other words, come on, son. You can do it. We are stepping into the greatest days of our life. And it's because men and women are rising up all across Enjoy Church. It's amazing, you know, we've come through the lockdown. The lockdown was challenging. The lockdown was hard. But I've got to tell you, there's been a stirring in the people of God. And it's so wonderful to see the hunger and the desire and the passion to rise up and start bringing family, start bringing friends, start serving, start rising up to be the man and woman of God God is calling people to be. So if you're here today and you're saying, Shane, I've heard what you've said. I want to play my part in fulfilling the Great Commission. I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to begin to step into the good, pleasing and perfect will of God. I know what the scripture says, go into all the world. And I'm not going to go to Cambodia, but you know what? I can bring my friends and I can play a part in presenting the gospel week in, week out, that people might come before the knowledge of Christ as they come before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So why don't we close our eyes from the front to the back, from our right to the left in every location today. I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes and I simply want to pray a prayer for you. If you're here today and you're saying, Shane, I've heard what you've said. And the truth is, fear has had its way with me. Self has had its way with me. But this day, I'm saying no more to fear. I'm saying no more to self. I'm saying yes to Jesus. I am a believer and I want to walk in his ways. I want to take on the same attitude that we see in Christ, which is what the scripture tells me to do. And I want to become a servant of God, serving one another, serving a lost humanity that they might come to Christ. I want to play my part. If that is you today, just as we sit here and sit in our locations with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if that is you, why don't you just lift up your hands before God? Just lift them up before God. Just lift them up before God. Just say, God, this is me. Hear me today. Hear my cry, Lord. Hear my cry today. Lord, I want to bring people to you. I want to bring people to you. I want to be a servant. Lord, I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to hear that, Lord. I know, Lord God, fear has had its way and self has had its way. But this day, I'm saying no more. No more to those voices. I'm saying, Lord, speak clear, speak loud. Lord, I'm going to bring people. I'm going to serve your body. I'm going to serve a lost humanity. I'm going to play my part that many might come to the knowledge of Christ. Father, I pray for every brother, every sister that has their hands raised in this location and the locations that we're streaming into today, Lord God. For those that are watching online, Lord God, that are unable to be with us, I pray for them also, Lord God. I pray, Almighty God, fear would have its way in us no more. I pray self would have its way in us no more. I pray in Jesus' name. I ask in Jesus' name that a spirit of faith would come upon us, a spirit of love would come upon us, that we might begin to minister, Lord God, that we might begin to bring people before you, that we might begin to serve one another, Lord God. Lord, this day we give you praise. This day we give you honor. Lord, we present our bodies before you today as living and holy sacrifices. We say, Lord God, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Begin to speak to us even now, Lord God, about those who we can invite. Begin to speak to us now, Lord God, about those who we need to bring before you, Lord God. Begin to speak to us, Lord God, about the area, Lord God, the team that you would have us be a part of. Lord, that we might walk in the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Lord, this day and every day, we give you praise. We give you honor. We declare, Lord God, our lives will be for the glory of God. And we will see your glory in the land of the living. We will walk as more than conquerors. We'll be the head and not the tail, above and not below. We will be the men and women you're calling us to be. In Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen.